You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good Saturday morning to you. Wake up, wake somebody up. Tell them, look, man, turn on your radio right now. Turn on your radio right now. 89.9 FM, 89.9 FM, or go online, WCNO. WCNO.com. Make sure you look for that specific one. Pull it up. Hey, live broadcast. Click it. You're riding with us. You're going to learn something this morning. I promise you, this is stuff that can really help you. This is probably some of the best teaching, because I'm going to show you how to get the power of God active in your life. The head knowledge doesn't mean God's not a head knowledge God. He's not into all that religious game stuff and all that. It's not going to work for you. So if you want to learn how to actually empower him and start walking with him and build a relationship with him, stay tuned. If you have no interest in God, then make yourself coffee and sandwiches and do what you're going to do. This is Landon. Good morning. Welcome to Lifeline. Hey, listen, this is a live broadcast. We do this thing live so that if you do need to call in because you got some serious stuff going in your life, you need some prayer, you need situations to change, I need the power of God, I need somebody to touch and agree with me today, Landon. I need the power of the prayer of agreement. I need someone to intercede this week on my behalf. I need to know your email address, because during the week I get bombarded. Satan hates me and he's after me with all kinds of tricks and deceits and lies. And I need counsel. I need someone to help me and someone to walk with me and someone to be there. That is trylifeline@gmail.com. Trylifeline, one word, TRYLIFELINE. Trylifeline, put it together as one word, @gmail.com. We're there to help you all during the week. But as I said, this is a live broadcast. If you need to call here for prayer, if while I'm teaching this thing about the Holy Spirit today, if you decide, you know what, he's right, I've never really been born again. I accepted Christ as my Savior. So I know I'm redeemed from all the stupid stuff I've done. The sin doesn't have the weight on me. And that one day when I die, I believe I'll go to heaven. If that's the only part you've reached, I'm going to teach you another dimension of actually being born again, a brand new birth as an adult by the Spirit of God, that you begin to take on now his likeness spiritually. You can't take on his likeness naturally. God is not natural. The Bible says God is a spirit. They that worship him must means must. You can't, don't even try to go around it. This is not school where you can go back and talk the teacher out of the grade or whatever the case is. When God says it, it is what it is. It says God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So I'm going to teach you how to get born again as an adult by the Spirit, so that you can now be taught, trained in a relationship with, enter into the kingdom of God, receive the power from that kingdom, receive the protection, the anointing, the healing, and the life that belongs in that kingdom. But until you're born again as an adult, you cannot even enter into the kingdom. How's that? Listen, I'm going to show you all that. Pay close attention today. If you need to call here for prayer, if you need to call here for counseling, whatever it is, as long as it's something that relates to the godly format that we run on this program, if you need prayer for something, if you have a praise report that's unreal, God did some phenomenal thing in your life, and he alone gets the glory, then you may call. 221-1100 is the local number. So while I'm teaching, if you really feel this move upon you, if the Holy Spirit tugs on your heart and you're like, I want to be born again, man. Big time. I'm ready now. I'm tired of this life. 221-1100 or 888-221-8990. You got it? WCNO.com. You can go right now. Click live broadcast and ride with us. If you miss it anytime during the week, go on demand. But call somebody anywhere. Say, man, pull it up right now. WCNO.com. Live broadcast. That way, even though you're way over here and I'm way over here, we can do this together and we can talk about it afterwards. All right? I love you. I will give you a mailing address so you can support this ministry at the end. We do need your support. It's very easy. It's just box 1603 in Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. But I'll give all that to you at the end. We got one live call before we get started. Hang on one second. Praise God. Good morning, WCNO.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I called you. Yes, I called you last Saturday. Now I want to call for the thing that you said I needed to do the get. You know, I can't remember.
I told you. I said after you have called here, when you called, after you received now the power of God in your life, after we prayed for you, worked out these things. We ask God to cleanse you from all the unrighteousness, all the seed that have been sown, break that off your life so that you can now walk in the Spirit, have a renewed life in the Spirit. You agreed you would get into your word and start to dissect the word.
I
told you, look up that one verse where it said, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. I said that was 3:8 of something, but I couldn't remember what. That's exactly what it said. Now, once you did that, when you call back and said, look, I need a financial breakthrough. I need a job to open up. I said, okay, well, now's the time when you have entered in. See, now that you've accepted the Spirit, you have the permission from Christ to enter into the kingdom. So now you have to physically do so, because if someone keeps praying for you and you don't begin to walk it, you'll never build your faith. Faith only builds as you watch God work on your behalf and you two develop an intimate relationship. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes. Okay.
So go ahead, sister. What need today? Bring it on. Talk to me.
Just pray for my family and the world itself.
Okay, let's do that. We're gonna get moving with this teaching. You ready?
Okay.
Father God, we love it. I know you love this girl. She's so precious. She just comes to you for everything, and that's the way it should be. If you're our Father, we should always be mindful of you. And anything that comes up, or anything we think we have concern with, the first person we should turn to is you. And say, Father God, please handle this for me. Daddy, let me bring this to you so you can take care of me. Now, she's calling. She needs prayer for her family, especially her family. Please put a hedge of protection on them. Send someone maybe outside the family so that people will be more prone to listen to this person's wisdom, and let them start giving the oracles of God in truth. Let it start penetrating, because your word has the power to come in as the light of the world and penetrate the darkness and change things if it gets released. Send somebody to her family to release the word on her behalf in that family. We thank you for that, Lord. We do pray for this world. Please be merciful to those. You said yourself, look, I pray not for the world, but I pray for those who thou hast kept in my name, that you would keep them from the evil one. That's in John 17. So, Jesus, that was your prayer. So we ask you, keep us from the evil and from the evil one. Protect us. Block every fiery dart he may throw, that the children of God stand out as protected people by the covenant they have with you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hey, thank you, girl. Have a nice Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, amen.
You too.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye. Good morning again. That's awesome, man. This chick loves the Lord. That's how it should be. Everything that comes up in your mind, you should just turn to God with it. Listen, turn to John 1:1. How's that? Turn to John 1:1. Let's just go ahead and turn to God now. John 1:1. I'm going to show you something really quick, because I want you to see when we get to the part where Jesus starts saying. Now, Jesus says exactly, he says, look, except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. Except a man is all of a sudden, when he is a man, when he's a grown man or grown woman, all of a sudden this person decides, you know what, I need to be totally reborn over. My first birth was cool, all this natural stuff's cool, but I'm not able to enter in the kingdom of God. I haven't connected with God. The power of God that I've needed all my life to break the bondage of addiction, to break other things, to get my health restored, is not happening. Something's not happening. Why? You haven't been reborn by God's personal Spirit to change you into his image and into his likeness. It's through the Spirit. It's got nothing to do with the flesh. As I talk to you today, forget about natural thinking. Think as a spiritual person. Even if you're not one, try to pretend, okay, Landon's speaking to us in a kingdom dimension and in a kingdom realm that God rules and reigns by the Spirit of God. So everything we're going to talk about is that kingdom and that realm. We're not worried about this natural world. So don't even start thinking natural. You'll never understand this unless you call and accept Christ as your Savior and then ask him to bore you brand new. By the Father's power, Lord, I want you to rebirth me by the Spirit. Matter of fact, let's pray that now. Father God, everyone within the sound of my voice who really wants to understand this teaching and really wants to understand the precepts and how you work and how your Spirit works, right now, free us from our mind, release us from the natural man's thinking, from the natural man's thoughts, forgive us anything we have said, done, or thought in the last day, month, year, 10 years, so we can be forgiven and cleansed from that. That way, right now at this moment, since you have done 1 John 1:9 and cleansed us from all unrighteousness, we're able to receive from your kingdom, receive your Spirit. Lord, we ask you now, and you need to do this, ask him now, Lord, please empower me with your Spirit. Lord, please move in this vessel come in my flesh suit, come in my body, take over, let me be 100% yielded to you, that your Holy Ghost or your Holy Spirit moves in me and begins to be the operating force, not my natural mind, but now I will be empowered and I will listen to and I will be obedient to your Spirit, which speaks to me and controls me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. John 1:1 says this, I want you to know who he is. If you don't know who he is, then what he says will not be important, okay? It's nice to know who he is. If you know who he is, then when Jesus speaks, you're like, man, that's God telling me this. All right, you ready? John 1:1, the very first thing in the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So we got the Word that was in the beginning. The Word was with God, totally with God, not against God, not opposed God, not next to God, but one, with God. And the Word was God. All things were made by him. Now it turns it right to Jesus, so you understand who this Word is. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. That's a lot of power. Every single thing was made by Jesus. All things were made by him. Without him was not any single thing that exists made, it says. That's very clear. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That's the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost. I like to call him Holy Ghost because you can't see him and he's holy. So let's go with Holy Ghost. So in him was life, and that particular life was the light of men. The Holy Spirit in him was the light of men. Now, verse 12, let's skip there real quick. Same thing, John 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. To them that believe on his name. That is super powerful. Please catch that. Make a note of that. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him. So if you've not done this, you need to. And if you have done this, you need to know who you are. I think too many of us do it and don't even know who we are. No one teaches you what you got or what you gained. All they teach you is, when you come forward, oh, Jesus, please be my Lord and Savior. Save me from my sins. Thank you. I want to turn my life around. I want to start accepting you. I want to walk in your ways. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, church. The guy just accepted Christ. Isn't that awesome? That is awesome. Don't underestimate that. That's phenomenally awesome. Now, from the pulpit, and I'll apologize on behalf of the churches nationwide, that's all we do with the fella. We leave the woman or we leave the fella there at the cross. They came. They got redemption. The blood washed them. They're now going to heaven when they die. That's all they know. You can't hold people responsible for walking around without the power of God on them. They don't know. The pastor at that point needs to tell them, listen, this is what you have in you. When you accepted Christ, you were sealed with the Spirit of promise, that when he comes back, you'll be recognized because of that Spirit in you, and he will take you to heaven with him. You will not go to hell for the punishment in which you've done. Jesus bore that on the cross. Because you've received that, you're entitled to now a brand new birth, a brand new person. God will make you over. It's called being born again. He will move into you by his Spirit and begin to teach you, just like a baby, just like the first time you were born with water by your mom. The first time you're born, now you're going to be born of the Spirit. The Spirit's going to become to train you, teach you, talk to you, speak to you, counsel you. Don't do that. Please do this. Go over here and give her this. Go over there and give him that. Say to them this, and you're going to start to yield to that voice of the Spirit. And as the Spirit starts to teach you and instruct you and you yield to him, every time you do what the Spirit says in obedience, remember the Bible says obedience is worth more or better than sacrifice. So as you obey the voice of the Spirit and do what it tells you or what he tells you to do, it will build and increase your faith to where you can start to move mountains, because you'll start to put your faith in the Spirit. You'll go, man, that works. Whenever he tells me something, it makes no sense in my natural mind. But when I walk over to so-and-so and I say what God said, immediately they break down. They want more of God. It just penetrates their heart. The Holy Spirit knows everything about everybody all the time. And if he tells you to do or say something, you need to obey him. He'll already have the ground tilled and the way made for you before you get there. He is God. So as many as received Christ, to them, who? Those that received him. Gave he power to become the sons of God. Who? To them that believe on his name. Now it says right here, which were born not of blood. So it doesn't matter about your bloodline. I don't care if you come from straight killers. It doesn't matter about your bloodline. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. So there's a lot of people born of the will of the flesh. There's a lot of people in positions in churches even that are born by the will of the flesh. It's become a tradition of men to do this certain thing this certain way and say this certain thing and pray this certain time. all that. The spirit can't move if he wants to there. If he knocked on the door, you can't hear him. You're so busy in your structured world to let the breath of God blow afresh on you and move you in the direction God actually wants you to go, or wants your church to go, or wants your family to go, or wants you personally to act like on your job site, whatever the case is. So the Bible says he gave power to those that believe on him. Right? Those that believe on his name, which were born. Now that you believe on his name, you're born, but you're not born of the blood. It's not talking about that. Nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. Nothing to do with natural conception, whether it be intellect or physical. But he says, but of God. I'm talking about those that are born of God. Something has to change on the inside before you will ever see the least result on the outside. Let me make that clear. Let me say that one more time. Something has to change on the inside before you'll ever see any results on the outside. That's just common sense. We all know, we've all been educated enough to understand that every thought you have is what produces your life. You don't act upon or go do anything that you haven't thought about. When you go to Wendy's, you thought about it. You were sitting home and all of a sudden you thought, man, Wendy's. And that chicken sandwich, oh, I love their french fries. Man, put some salt on them. Joke. When you start painting the picture in your mind, you're done. That's how people murder. That's how people rape. They begin to think about it, and the video starts to play in their mind, and they're done. They follow what they think. Well, you need to be reprogrammed and born again by the Spirit of God on the inside so that he can begin to wash away the dumb stuff that the world has programmed us by. Your visual canal, your eye gate, and your ears have programmed your life, in some of you, in ways that you just wish you could get out of. To be honest with you, the videos play, the songs come back, the images fly through, and you wish there's a way out. There is. There is. He says, I will bore you again by my spirit. Listen, this is what Paul said. Paul wrote this to the church at Corinth, okay? And this is what I'm telling you. He's got to change on the inside, because nothing's going to change until the thing that controls your processor inside of you, the thing that controls your thoughts, your feelings, your emotion, and your heart will begin to turn into a different kind of heart if you'll allow the spirit to take over. It's not about your flesh thing. It's not about you tithing in the offering plate and all that. All this stuff has a part. But until you get to understand the Spirit and get to walk with Christ, and don't even worry about that right now. The main thing you need to worry about is getting to know him intimate and letting his Spirit move in and become you. You become one with the Spirit. Jesus said, listen, you guys look at me as if I've done something. Everything I'm doing by the Father. He told them, he said, it is the Father in me that does the work. It's the God inside of me that does every single thing. It's not the man you're looking at, but the God in me that produces or does the work. He said, and if you don't believe me, please believe me for the very work's sake, he told him. Otherwise, there'll be no work, because in the flesh, you can't do anything. 221-1100. I'm going to give you the opportunity again. 221-1100. I need that spirit landing. Nothing's ever changed on the inside. I've been in and out of this. I've tried this. I've done different churches. I've done different programs. I've done all the steps, 12 steps, 9 steps, 7 ways to victory. Nothing has changed because my inside has never changed. I just bury it and I cover it and I smooth it over and I get it looking better and I polish it, but it comes right back. If you don't change it, that's what will happen. 221-1100. 888-221-8990. Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, Paul said, but as it is written in the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, he said, eye has not even seen, and your ears can't even begin to hear, nor can it enter into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. So how do you get there? By his spirit. Good morning, WCNO Lifeline.
Good morning, Landon. This is me, Sister Sharon. I'm calling for prayer.
Yeah, talk to me, sister.
I'm in the middle of a fast. And
okay.
I've been getting weak and nauseous, and I just want the Lord to just help me through this.
All right, I'm going to say this funny, but somehow it come upon me. Sister Sharon needs what I call the Energizer Bunny right now. She needs the Energizer Bunny. So we're going to call on God, who says, Christ said, I come to give life and give it more abundantly. And then he says, at the very beginning in Genesis, it says, God breathed on man, and man became a living soul. So because she's going to, through a fast, what that means is she is crucifying some things in her life. She's getting things out of her life that have come up or tried to rear their head in the flesh. So she says, you know what? I'm going to go on a fast. That way I'm going to tell this flesh and I'm going to take authority over this flesh and crucify it on the cross so that my spirit can live even stronger and even more pure. So that's what she's about. So Sister Sharon, let's go ahead and pray for her now. Father God, in the midst of this, we want to come together as brothers and sisters in Christ. We want, I said, if anybody needs a prayer of agreement, Pop, I want you to get in on this. Diana, my wife, I want you to get in on this with me right now. I need some agreement. All right. So here's where we're at. Devil, you back off, Sister Sharon. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says we have authority over you. It says that we can rebuke you. It says we can resist you. As a matter of fact, it says if we resist you, you will flee. God gave you that order, not me. So I resist you based on that verse and based on the word of God. Now you have to flee because God told you to. That was one of his orders that he put, that if we resist you, you will. You won't think about it, but you will flee. So flee out. Thank you, Lord, for the cross. Thank you for the blood that you shed that we can come anytime like this and we can decide, you know what, I'm going to fast because I want my flesh to be crucified. I want to be more spiritual. I want to even increase my understanding in God, and I want God to pour on me for power. So we release this to Sharon right now. In the spirit, we release the power of God, the Holy Spirit in her, the Holy Ghost in her. Jesus said, I have food to eat that you know not of, he told him. So right now, Sister Sharon, you eat that food. When you get off this phone, you need to get in your word. Christ is telling me right now, I'm hearing this through the Spirit, that you need to eat the food of the Word. Just like we eat for the flesh, if you want to sustain in your fast, you have to be eating that spiritual food, because that is where the Spirit will come alive in you, and that's where you will thirst and you will hunger no more. Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. That's a crazy verse. I don't have time to get off on that teaching right now. He said, you are none of his. And he means that. He means, unless you accept what I did at the cross, my flesh being torn for you, my blood being poured out for you. So you have to physically now eat the word. The word is your spiritual food, just like food is for the flesh. Sister Sharon, be blessed. Yes. God loves you. In the name of Jesus, we speak this blessing on you today by the Father through the power of the Holy Ghost. Eat that word of the Bible. Make sure you get in there and feast on the word, okay?
Yes, okay.
Oh, thank I love you, girl.
Words of encouragement, evangelist. God bless you now.
Thank you so much.
Tell your dad hello.
Okay, I will, Sharon. Be blessed. Bye-bye. Praise God forevermore. Now listen, you hear that? That's the way it works. Now listen, he says, listen, your eyes can't see it, and your ears have not really had it enter in ever. People preach to you, but it can't penetrate your ears. But God reveals it to us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yes, the very deep things of God. Good morning, Debbie, CNO Lifeline.
Good morning, London. How are you?
I am very good.
This is Wavy. How are you?
Oh, Wavy, what's up, baby? How are you? I'm very, very, very good. What you need prayer for, buddy?
Well, this morning I was thinking, and I was saying, you know, God, that some things I really don't understand, especially all the things that are going on in this world right now. It's really, really just insanity, total insanity.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on the computer and I was reading some stuff, and this one thing struck me, and it said, of course, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, which is my favorite Bible verse. And then the article went on to say that we have to trust God, that, you know, some things, not everything that you are going to understand, you're not going to understand the big picture, but you walk in the Spirit and you trust and you obey God. And I just want to say, you know, thank you for that. So I want continued prayers for me to walk in my Spirit and not in my flesh.
You got it. Listen, I'm going to pray for you kind of fast because time's moving, because the very next thing I was about to cover is exactly what you're talking about. So I'm going to pray real quick and hang up. Please listen close when I do, because I'm going to roll right through these verses and you're going to freak out. You're going to go, oh my gosh, that's exactly what I need. God already had me there, man. Yeah. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you. We love you. We love you. Listen, Waveney has been faithful. I've known her for years now. She is so faithful, such a great child of God. I definitely want to lift her up, Lord, and I definitely want to bring her before your throne room right now. Keep an eye on Waveney, Lord. Pour out your spirit more. Allow her to crucify her flesh. Just like I tell everybody, you must eat from the word of God, which I know you do richly, woman of God. Eat more from the word of God. When the spirit needs to get more life, you need to eat more of the spiritual food. So eat the fruit of the word, and it will begin to bring forth so much fruit in your life and gain understanding by it. Is it James or 1 John? Oh, Lord, where is it? It says, if any man lack wisdom, it's James. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. He won't hold back. There's no partiality. He will strictly give no matter who you are or what you've done if you ask him for the wisdom. So, Father God, we thank you for that word for her this morning. We thank you for the word for all of us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Waveney, listen close because I'm going to go over exactly what we're talking about right now.
I will. I always do. Thank you.
I love you, girl. All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right. We only got 4 minutes left, so I got to roll. You ready? Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, your eyes haven't seen, your ears can't even hear, and your heart cannot even begin to comprehend the things that God has prepared for those that love him. So why does he set that stage? He says, stop hunting it in the flesh. Stop over-educating yourself. Stop reading the next man's book. You need the fresh revelation. You need the new man revealed from God. Once you get the new man revealed from God, then you can begin to grow from the word of God or even anybody else's word because you'll have the spiritual discernment. Now listen, he says, but God has revealed them to us by his spirit. For the spirit searcheth, Waveney, you ready? All things. So when we get to those things, we're going, I don't understand this world. I just don't understand. No rebirth by God's spirit, no reality of God's power. Just keep that in mind. No rebirth by God's spirit, no reality of God's power. But God has revealed, here it is, these things unto us by his spirit. This is why I keep striving to get you guys on board. You want to submit and tell God, I need born again by your spirit. The spirit searcheth all things, yes, the deep things of God. Now, here's exactly what it says. Now that you've done this and asked God to move in, this is what it says in verse 12. Now, we have received, not the spirit of the world, but we have received the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things, here it is, Wave, that are freely given to us of God. We have received the spirit that is of God, verse 12 says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. We've received the spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak. Not only will we know them, but the Holy Ghost will reveal them to the point where we can speak them, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth. So Paul takes that out right away. Don't try to educate yourself into it. Yield to the Spirit. He says, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now that you're spiritual, God will begin and reveal and educate and teach you spiritual things. Now, let me read 14, then I got to sign off, but check this out. This will tell you whether you're spiritual or not. But the natural man receiveth not these things, for they are of the Spirit of God. For the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him. So if you start to press in and all of a sudden you're thinking, this is foolishness, this is stupid, this is foolishness, guess what? You're more natural than you are spiritual. Eat more word and just plead with God to fill you and empower you with his spirit. The minute you get the breakthrough and the spirit starts to talk to you and reveal himself to you, you will no longer think that way. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, their foolishness under him, neither can he know them because they're spiritually discerned. But, he that is spiritual judgeth all things. And then Paul goes on to say, but we have, who? Those that are spiritual, the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ. You can do all things now through God who strengthens you by his spirit. Do you see it? Contact me. Let me walk you through this. You got to get this. It'll change everything when you realize you have power available in the kingdom of God that you know not of. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Write that down. I need some emails. Somebody email me this week. I'm not getting enough emails. I'm not helping enough people. It's troubling me because I know we need this. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Sow into this ministry. We had, by the way, I want to praise God. This last Saturday when I said that, a man walked up to me and gave me a very nice donation towards this ministry. Pop and I prayed for this guy. Man, we spoke anointing over this guy. This is what we'll do for you. If you'll do that, man, we're going to cover you. We're not sowing. You're not sowing us. You're giving to God's kingdom. He gave enough to God's kingdom, and I felt obligated to labor over this guy and bless his family. I mean, buke the devil off of him. We did all kinds of stuff. Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach. Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach 34958. Thank you for your seat.
A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is crylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.